With us this morning in the studio, Mayor Brandon Johnson. Mr. Mayor, good to have you here today. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me back.
How is it to get up every morning and have to be on all the time? I only do it 4 hours. You're in all the papers, all over social media. You're on TV every day. What is that like?
Wow. I guess I don't really think much about it. You know, I really do enjoy, you know, the expertise that comes from all of the residents that I get a chance to interact with, and it's been, you know, quite the joy.
You know, I watched your press conference yesterday, and you smiled. There were a few laughs. I assume this is the result of the advice I gave you last time to lighten up.
Yeah, so that should secure your public pension now. So you're good.
That's good to know. Well, I hope everyone has digested their breakfast, because we're going to discuss, among other things, the city budget. In large part, what you propose is a response to federal government cuts. No argument there. But instead of massive tax hikes and hitting big companies, and that could hurt job growth, I think, and drive more businesses out of the city, couldn't you find ways to cut closer to City Hall? I mean, you've got, what, 30 departments? I'm not saying bring in Elon Musk, but curb spending, look for more efficiency. We certainly need to encourage investment in Chicago. We don't need to drive more people out.
Yeah, it's all the above, right? You know, and, you know, what, you know, residents have said to me over and over again over the course of my time as mayor is that balancing the budget off the backs of working people is just not sustainable. And in fact, you know, what I've done since I've been in office, we've made consistent cuts and efficiencies over these first two budgets. Last year, there was a 3% cut across the board, all departments. Government has shrunk under my administration. There are 500 less positions. In fact, you know, since you brought up, you know, Elon Musk or Doge, you know, they said that they would find roughly $2 trillion in waste and fraud. Mm-hmm. They didn't even come anywhere close to that. In fact, the highest estimate was around $30 billion, but the reality, it's about $1 to $2 billion, and most of that was cuts to programs, right? And so I put this executive order before the city council, this EY report that some alders did not want me to do, by the way, where we took over half of the recommendations that have come from this executive order through this EY report, where we have found, you know, efficiencies, and we've modernized a government. This year alone, we're going to receive at least $80 to $100 million in savings, and over the course of the next 10 years, there will be roughly about $600 million of savings. So we're finding ways to make government far more efficient. And this notion that, you know, businesses will flee the city of Chicago with this community safety surcharge, there's just no empirical evidence that suggests that.
Yeah, let's talk about that head tax. It's on companies with 100 or more employees. It would be $21 a month per employee. And critics, as you know, say it's a job killer. You say it'll help drive down crime. I don't understand that. You call it the community safety surcharge. How would it help in the fight against crime?
Yeah, so corporations, CEOs, residents have all said that community safety is the number one issue. And our investments in youth employment, mental and behavioral health care services, building more affordable homes, all of these resources that have gone towards the revamping of our detectives division, where there's far more coordination between departments within our Chicago Police Department, where we now have a clearance rate as high as 70%. So all of the investments that we've made, policing and affordable housing, policing and youth employment, policing and mental and behavioral health care services, is why we saw the safest summer for the first time in 60 years with the fewest amount of homicides. So what corporations have said, and corporate leaders say this to me all the time, they don't talk about taxes, they talk about safety, because the best way to drive economic development and growth is to have safer communities. And so what this community safety surcharge will do, it will go towards the areas that have driven down violence. The last program that I did not refer to, two programs, one, supporting the mental and behavioral health care of our police officers, that's a part of this community safety surcharge, and of course, expanding our CVI program, which is our community violence intervention workers, where individuals who have been justice involved in the past, they have transformed their lives, and now they are working within communities to drive violence down. Where CVI has been present, we've seen a precipitous decline as high as 45%. So that's how it ultimately drives down violence, because when we invest in people, we eradicate, you know, the thing that typically follows violence, which is poverty.
You kept your promise not to raise property taxes, but Steve Grzanich just got his property tax bill. He lives in the city. He probably has something to say about that. Steve?
Yeah. Mr. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
Chicago homeowners have been opening up those property tax bills over the last week, and they're really finding a big increase, lots of increases. Mine doubled, but I know some of them were as high as 133% bigger than they were last time. West Garfield Park was one of them. The average was 16.7, which is the biggest in 30 years. Your budget has been looking to generate revenue without a property tax increase, but I have to ask, is there any long-term plan here for the property tax situation? People are now being priced out of Chicago. I'm close to that. It's not sustainable to see these tax bills double every 4 years. Is there a plan for property tax relief? Is there a plan to fill these vacant commercial spaces to get some of that space back on the tax rolls to take the burden off homeowners?
Well, absolutely. And just like you, I opened up my tax bill and same thing, an incredible increase. I was with Cheryl Robinson yesterday in Auburn Gresham. I was with several families in the Austin neighborhood where they saw increases just like how you're describing. And that's why I made a commitment not to raise property taxes. And I haven't done it, and I'm not going to do it. And so what we're looking at, first of all, we're going to need some real support from the state of Illinois. I've been working with alders as well as members of the General Assembly, including the Speaker, the Senate President, as well as the Governor, to find more progressive revenue streams so that we do not continue to rely upon property taxes to balance budgets. It's not sustainable. And in fact, the way our economy has shifted more towards a digitized economic structure, that's why we've instituted what will be a brand new social media tax on these large tech companies, all of which who stood next to Donald Trump during his inauguration to contribute more. And I think the last thing, you know, just as an important note, 81% of the property taxes go towards paying off our pension debt, which everyone who listens to your show know that that was a problem that was created, you know, 30 plus years ago. And so now that bill is due. And so the hyper concentration of revenue that comes from our property taxes, that's essentially going towards debt services. You're absolutely right. It's not sustainable. And that's why we're working to modernize our government. And we're going to continue to work with the General Assembly to ensure that those with means can actually pay their fair share in taxes. Because to your earlier point, Bob, is that it's not companies that are being driven out. It's actually working people. The city of Chicago is still the top relocator for corporate headquarters. Our economy is the most diverse it's ever been. Our airport set and broke records, so more people are coming through here. We're coming off the most successful summer in the history of Chicago, where 3.5 million people came downtown, $20.6 billion of overall social impact in terms of tourism, $1 billion of new revenue. So we're moving in the right direction, and that's why this budget in this moment is so critical to set us up for future budgets that do not rely upon property taxes. And he alleviates the burden on working people.
Our unemployment rate is still far ahead of the national average, isn't it? I mean, it's too high.
Well, listen, I'm not going to, you know, dispute that we have to put more people to work. And that's why it's imperative that we're not laying people off in this budget, right? I mean, we're talking about thousands of workers who work for the city of Chicago, even at a time in which, you know, we've reduced our footprint in terms of number of positions. And just keep in mind, the vast majority of our budget, 89% of our workforce are labor employees, right? And so, you know, when the negotiations open up again, the cost of health insurance has gone up astronomically, and so we'll have to make some adjustments there. But again, you know, no layoffs, no furloughs, none of that has proven to actually save dollars. We've put forth several efficiencies. In fact, 50% of the recommendations that came from the executive order that I put forward, we've implemented in this budget.
I've got an idea for raising revenue, and everybody will go along with this.
Here
I say tax drivers with a ticket and fine who take longer than 30 seconds to pull out of a parking spot. Mm-hmm. Run that by the budget committee.
You know, that one came close to people who leave their turning signal on.
That's a good one, too. I think the downtown aldermen especially will go for that one. Mayor Brandon Johnson, hang on, Mr. Mayor. We have more more questions for you momentarily with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson. By the way, when are you going to visit the Pope? We think he listened to me as a teenager, so I would love to go with you, maybe present him with some WGN swag. He probably watched his White Sox when they were on WGN TV. What do you think?
Yeah, well, that was a real sad time in his life, unfortunately. But he did get a World Series eventually. The 2012, that was a really good year for the White Sox. Yeah, we have to figure out at some point when this season is over to go and visit the Pope, and if you're available. You know,
oh, I'd love to come along and
figure that out.
Maybe bring something along from Chicago, like perhaps old furniture, so he could put dibs in a parking space outside the Vatican. What would you want to bring?
Well, you know, let me just make sure that everybody knows that, you know, one thing that I have not eliminated. I have not eliminated dibs, so that is still available for all of Chicago.
Yeah.
You know, so first of all, especially since we're talking budget, when this budget is passed, I'm going to take him this budget so he can bless it.
That's a good idea.
And then maybe even bless the next year's budget just go ahead and just cut to it since I'm there.
Why not?
And then, you know, he probably misses, you know, one of my favorite, you know, drinks, Italian ice.
Oh, yeah. You melt that down and have it over there on Taylor Street.
Yeah.
You want a new tax on Uber and Lyft, a congestion surcharge. In other words, a ride share into downtown would cost more. Now, we have such a problem, as you know, with people not wanting to come downtown. Won't this be another reason they won't want to go?
Well, first of all, it's not a new tax. It's the congestion tax that we were looking to expand, right? And so we've made some adjustments to that proposal where the footprint of that congestion tax won't be as expansive that as was in my initial proposal. But the reality is that we're really trying to encourage, you know, more people to use our public transportation system. You know, congestion is also another frustration that people experience, especially when you're coming out of Bears after Bears games, right? So there are a number of measures that we're trying to put in place to, you know, really to eliminate, you know, this heavy footprint that we have in terms of emissions and carbon. So again, it's an adjustment that we've made. It's not a new tax, but we are not going to go as expansive as we were in our initial proposal. But it is definitely something that we have to address in Chicago.
I hope you never consider what they do in New York and London, where they charge drivers who come into the city from the suburbs. Please don't ever do that. That punishes people for working and going out in the city.
Well, I will just say this. The people who do not live in the city of Chicago who work, we appreciate that. You know, and they do benefit from all of the city services while they're here. You know, I think the bottom line for me is that in this budget, we're protecting Chicago. We're not raising property taxes. We're not, you know, expanding garbage fees. We're not collecting a grocery tax, even though that tax has been collected for 30 years. Over 600 municipalities have decided to collect it again. We're not doing it. This small community safety surcharge is going to go towards our work and driving violence down, which is good for the city of Chicago.
Kevin Wells from our news team has a question for you, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Mayor. Thanks for hopping in with us again. And we'll just base this off of kind of how Bob and Steve were talking about the corporate head tax. But what are your other options here? Because it does seem as though back in 2020, the graduated income tax proposed by the governor was shot down. The mansion tax that you proposed a couple years ago was shot down. And it seems like this is you're going for the entire pie again here with this corporate head tax. And I'm wondering, you know, what are the other options here? Can you go back to the table with the governor and talk about maybe a graduated income tax system and as another way to go after some of these larger businesses instead of punishing them essentially for the amount of people that they've hired?
Yeah, first of all, it's not a punishment, right? This corporate, you know, this corporate head tax has been referred to, or community safety surcharge, was instituted by Richard J. Daley. And they made the same argument when Richard J. Daley put it forward. He said companies that have more than 15 employees would pay $4 per employee. And Ed Verdoliak literally made the same argument. And if you look around the city of Chicago, since that tax was instituted, it did not drive business away. In fact, we are the global epicenter of the world. Now, if you were to if you were to tell me, you know, 3 years ago that me and Richard J. Daley would be the two mayors pushing for corporations to pay their fair share in taxes, I may not have been, you know, necessarily overly moved. But, you know, so here's to Richard J. Daley and Mayor Brandon Johnson, the mayors of the working class. So, look, I just think that all empirical evidence suggests otherwise. It's not a job killer. This is the fear mongering that has been done for decades. Right. And to your point about the graduated income tax, the city of Chicago voted for it 73%. In black and black wards in particular, 84% of residents supported that. We have been in constant communication with the General Assembly around this very issue, because if you look at the personal property replacement tax or LGDF, these are taxes essentially that are generated from revenue that corporations make, and then they're passed through to municipalities. The state of Illinois has gobbled up more of that revenue generation. And so municipalities have been placed in positions primarily because the state is taking more off the top from revenue generated by corporations. I agree. I believe we should tax the revenue, right? Because there's clear evidence of how much has been made. And so I've made this clear that when we get stronger revenue streams from the state of Illinois, I'm happy to rethink all of these taxes on corporations, because look, we want to drive economic development in this city. But again, the key to driving economic development in this city is to ensure that our city is safer. We just closed on the brand new stadium for the Chicago Fire, right? We have the 1901 project. That's 37,000 construction jobs. Southeast Side, Psi Quantum, coming to a neighborhood that has not had economic development in over 32 years. We're talking about $8 billion conservatively, $20 billion there conservatively as well. So we want to continue to see that economic growth, but that can't happen if our communities don't feel safe.
Right.
How do you keep all these numbers straight in your head? Are you good in math in high school?
I was a social studies teacher, so
I don't know how you do that. Quick question about crime. As you know, the CTA has been in the spotlight, sadly, because of that horrific attack of a woman by a man who should not have been out of jail.
Agreed.
Alderman Brendan Riley's proposal for police walking through train cars seems like a good idea. I mean, you're saying that takes money from Springfield, but couldn't you just start that now? You have police on the platforms already. It doesn't cost more to repurpose them on the train too, does it?
So police officers do interact on the cars. They do. And what I've said is that with the funding that we received from Springfield, all I'm simply saying is that we need to expedite it, right? Because we do need, you know, more investment in ways in which we keep people secure. And that could be a variety of measures, whether it's law enforcement, you know, whether it's, you know, security firms. I know there's been conversation about CTA, you know, having its own sort of force, you know, but it also means that we have to invest in mental and behavioral health care services, homelessness services, because that train is RL is really a space for all things, if you will. Mm. And if we don't have the services available, it's policing and mental and behavioral health care services. It's policing and rapid rehousing, all of the above. That's what's going to be necessary. And let me just finally say again, what a horrific tragedy. And it was a severe breakdown in our criminal and mental health institutions. This individual should not have been on the streets of Chicago.
No question about that. We got to get to news, weather, and traffic. We'll do that momentarily. But first, Mark has a sports question.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, appreciate you being here. And I want the Bears to be in Chicago. I know it's super challenging. So here's my best bad idea for you. You have an incredible bill over there. Soldier Field's getting old. Mm-hmm. So why not sell the land to the Bears who want to be there, tax them? We've sold off things like the parking, the tollways. Migs Field once was around here. That went away. Nobody thought that would happen. You sell the land to the Bears. You give them a nice, healthy. They want to be there. They want it to be there. I'm sure they still do. And then the city forever gets that tax bill coming in.
Mm. Wow. I don't know if that's the worst idea that I've ever gotten. Well, let me just say, in our proposal that we put forward, the Bears would have paid off the debt of the old stadium, right? Because that is something that they have to do. My desire is ultimately for the city to own the stadium. That's my preference, but I see where you're going. I mean, it's not unheard of, to your point, for a public asset to be turned over, to a private entity. However, don't ever lead that proposal with the parking meter deal.
Yeah. Well, not the worst idea he's ever heard, Mark.
That's high
praise. Mr. Mayor, thank you for coming in. I hope you and your family have a very nice holiday season. I wish you the best, and I hope our great city continues to get better in every way.
That's absolutely right. Thank you very much, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.